Prudence accepted the hack driver's assistance to alight, paid him, then turned to stare at the front of Ballard's. The building was clean and stately-looking, with windows on every level. It looked like a home. No one seeing it would know that it was a gaming hell, where men gambled away their lives and the lives of the family members they were supposed to love. Prudence blew an irritated breath out as her conscience pricked her. She supposed calling it a gaming hell was not being quite fair. There were no Captain Sharps here, waiting to cheat the gamblers who frequented the establishment. This was, by all accounts, an honest concern. But it was not a private club either. Membership was not necessary to enter. However, it did only cater to better quality patrons. Proper decorum and a certain caliber of dress were required to enter, as well as the desire to stay and gamble your life away. Fingers tightening around the handle of her umbrella, Prudence scowled at the building, then glanced to the main door and the three men entering. Two men, she corrected herself. The third appeared to be the doorman. He nodded, held the door for the other two, then closed it and settled in, arms crossed over his barrel-like chest, an intimidating expression on his face. Prudence felt her heart sink. She very much suspected that the man was not going to let her enter. It might not be a private club, but that didn't mean women were any more welcome. Except as servants, she amended. Prudence had heard that Lord Stockton, the owner, had taken the innovative step of hiring female servants to serve the food and drink that persuaded clients to stay longer and lose more money. But those were the only women welcome inside. Nay, the man guarding the door would not be eager to allow her entry. To be honest, Prue wasn't enthusiastic about the idea herself. It certainly wouldn't do her reputation any good. Not that there was much to worry about. She, her mother, and her whole family had already been as good as ruined, or would be, the moment it was revealed the depths to which her father's gambling had brought them. It would be only a matter of time, she thought unhappily. The rumours and gossip were already beginning to flow. The difference in the way the Ton in general responded to the Prescott family was already notable. They were starting to distance themselves, not shunning the family openly yet. That would wait until the rumours and gossip were proven true. But invitations to balls had all but stopped, and no one spoke to them at those they did attend. Prue supposed that was why her mother now prayed that her father would stop before they were in debtor's prison and not before the family was ruined. It was too late for the latter. Still, it was one thing for her father to see them ruined, quite another for Prudence to throw her reputation away, which was what she was doing with this visit. But this was the only way she could think of to get to see her father. Talking to him at home would have been easier, of course. But Edward Prescott had developed the inconvenient habit of leaving the house the moment he awoke each day, leaving his daughter little opportunity to speak to him. Perhaps that was why he did it. The hack she had hired to get her here began to pull away, the clip-clop of the horse's hooves drawing her from her thoughts. Standing about, staring up at the building like a scared ninny, would not get the task done, she reprimanded herself. Action was what was needed. Straightening her shoulders, she forced her chin up and marched forward. Prudence hadn't really considered how she would get past the doorman, zealously guarding Ballard's entrance, but taking him by surprise seemed her best chance. That being the case, she started out walking parallel to the building, as if she meant to walk past it. She moved at a quick clip, as quickly as the slippery walk allowed. It had been unseasonably warm and had rained earlier, which was why she had her umbrella with her. But the temperature was dropping now that night had fallen, and ice was forming, making walking treacherous. She waited till the very last moment. Then, when she was directly in front of the entrance, Prudence veered sharply to the right and straight for the doors. She nearly smiled upon seeing that the man was distracted, talking to a new arrival, and that her path was clear. Tasting victory, she picked up her speed and barreled ahead. That speed almost saw her tumbling backward onto her fanny when the doorman suddenly stepped into her path. He was a solid wall of human flesh, and Prudence crashed into him, the air rushing out of her with an oomph, then bounced backward, grabbing frantically for something, anything to keep her feet. She ended up with a handful of his shirt front clutched in one hand, the other waving her closed umbrella rather wildly as she fought to regain her balance.
"Ain't no women allowed."
Prudence grimaced at the growled announcement as she found her footing.